On Wall Street, the market starting the week in positive territory, up in a big way, thanks to some new reports on the trade tiff with China. We're joined by John Beaver, president of Buffalo Grove-based Phase 3 Advisory Services and registered principal with the Royal Alliance Associates. John, welcome back to the program. It took a tweet to send the markets tumbling on Friday, and it sounds like it took a tweet to send them back up today. That's all it takes to move the markets, is something from the most powerful iPhone on Earth.
These days, that's really, you're right. All it takes is just a little bit of tweeting. So really, where are we at? We're at a situation of what I would say is uncertainty. It varies day by day, the three big issues being trade, rates, and recession, and today it's trade that's moving the market. But it's interesting because today's volume is 30% lower than Friday, so I think this rally may be a little suspect here.
And this is based on the president this morning saying that he received a phone call from China or their representatives over the weekend saying that they want the trade talks to resume despite all of the saber rattling on Friday. That phone call, by the way, has not been confirmed from the Chinese side. But even then, just sunny rhetoric is all it took to get things moving once again.
And perhaps we were overdone on Friday. So again, we may be just digesting a little bit of that decline. It's interesting in his press conference today with President Macron from France. Macron reiterated at today's press conference that the U.S. and most of the world do want China to play by the rules. And how long is it going to take for an agreement to be made? Nobody really knows. So I would expect more volatility and uncertainty. Remember, we have a real estate developer in the White House, not a politician. He's playing by different rules in terms of negotiations than we've seen for really decades. Now, the U.S. stock market is trading at about the level just before Trump announced the first round of tariffs back in March of 2018. So we do have this range-bound market, which gives an opportunity for traders, but for longer-term investors really creates a question of what they should do. So they need to look at more than just trade.
You think somewhere out there the next Nobel Prize for economics is the person who writes a paper doing research into the correlation of tweets from the White House and the degree to which the market reacts to that, and even almost 3 years into the Trump administration, when you'd think they would price in all of that volatility and that tendency to expect the unexpected, still it sends the indices going way up or way down.
You know, it's interesting because in this day of social media, you may be onto something there. But with that, the market really has absorbed the trade issue. If you take a look at the biggest issues that have affected the market, we have to go back to fourth quarter of 2018, and then we were really looking at a disconnect between Fed policy and what we were seeing in the rest of the statistics, which takes me to number two, rates. We got trade, rates, and recession. Rates are still at historically low levels, and we've been here for over a decade. And the question is, what's going to happen here with the Fed? Are they actually a little bit late to the game here? So set aside today for a moment. Where are we going in the next couple of months, perhaps the next year or two? Again, it's hard to say, but when we take a look at rates, I think the rates are probably going to stay fairly low. That seems to be the indication of the Fed's dot plots, and there's historical precedence with this. So we went through this debt collapse 10 years ago, 2008. Well, that's not the first one we've gone through. We've gone through others. And after each one of those periods, the rates stay very low for as long as two decades. If we had a decade of low rates, we could still have another low decade, another decade of this sub 3% or maybe around 3.5% on the rates. We should not be having the negative interest rates and the zero interest rates that we're having right now if world growth is somewhere between 1 and 2. So the lower rates do support stocks, but we have a really strange situation with the rates lower than they should be. And so it supports the stock prices right now. When those rates start to move up, that could be a ways away. We'll start to get some decrease, or we'll start to get some movement in the P/E ratio and a decrease there. The bottom line of this is that people are looking at this going, well, then is there a recession right around the corner? And our metrics don't show that it's going to be coming anytime soon, maybe 12 to 18 months. I don't know if you're getting many questions from viewers, from listeners on the recession fears, but it seems to be on everybody's mind right now.
At the very least, if that recession is still maybe a 2020 or 2021 issue, But the uncertainty is certainly causing some drag on the economy as it continues to at least grow a little bit.
And you said the word, uncertainty. It's back to this uncertainty thing. So investors are being swung each day by whatever the drift is that day on the tweets or what's on the news. So people really need to step back. Investors need to step back and assess what's really going on here. Trade, it's going to be ongoing negotiations. I'd almost ignore it until a deal is done or absolutely not done. Rates, probably stay low. Recession, probably not near on the horizon. The inverted yield curve that we have doesn't mean that we will have a recession. It has preceded all recessions, but not all inverted yield curves lead to a recession. And we have this really unique situation where world central banks have really pumped a lot of money into the system. We have over $10 trillion of printed currency sloshing around the markets, and a lot of that has found its way into the bond market, which pushes these interest rates abnormally low, and we end up with this inverted yield curve situation right now. Instead, we should continue to look at the financial metrics. Unemployment, good numbers since 2010, actually, so we've got a long string there. Durable goods today, okay, nice number, but manufacturing seems to be getting stuck, not unusual with what's going on with trade. And the Chicago Fed Financial Index, this is not indicating anything on the horizon that looks like a recession. So again, maybe 12 to 18 months out.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. John Beaver, president of Phase 3 Advisory Services and a registered principal with Royal Alliance Associates based in Buffalo Grove.